All right, let's get you out to America's Radio Newsline and talk to a man who really needs no introduction. He is the author of this book, Jack Kennedy, Elusive Hero. His name, Chris Matthews, of course, the anchor of MSNBC's Hardball, as well as NBC syndicated The Chris Matthews Show. Mr. Matthews, welcome to America's Radio News.
Hey, thanks for having me on today.
Let's talk about the book first off. We've got, it seems that everything that could have been written about Jack Kennedy has been, but you took a very unique tack on this. Explain.
Well, I wanted to find out what he was like as a person, and I had tremendous access to. I found his, he kept a diary when he ran for office the first time. He began his memoir writing in the White House, dictating it. I got a hold of 64 audio tapes of every one of his campaigns from the inside that Kenny O'Donnell, his chief political aide, had kept. His daughter gave me the transcriptions. She transcribed them for me. I found out where Ask Not went. What your country can do for you, going back to his high school records up at Choate and talking. And I also talked to a lot of his classmates who are still alive in their 90s. I got all of the wartime records of guys who served with him. What I really wanted to do was get to how this rich kid, this son of Joe Kennedy, who's not a good guy, how did he grow to become the guy that got us through the Cuban Missile Crisis and protect us from really, miraculously, from a nuclear war, and how did he come to grow to that guy?
And so what did you find?
Well, he did it himself. He was more of a Gatsby figure, a Jay Gatsby, than a legacy. He really taught himself politics. He had to contend with his father as a young man and disagree with him about World War II. His old man was an appeaser, a pro-Hitler. He had to find a way around that. He had to learn politics. He would, study the Irish-American political history in America. I found stuff he had to actually teach himself all that. He didn't really grow up with that legacy of politics. And he basically had to learn how to campaign early, how to work people one-on-one, how to build a team, including Bobby as his sort of enforcer, how to really ask people to do things, not just tell them what to do, because asking people builds tremendous loyalty, and how he had to learn how to be a leader of other politicians through intimidation and backroom push and using Bobby in the toughest kind of way to get those governors behind him in 60. He had to learn along the way that it wasn't just about popularity and being a good speaker. You had to find a way to make other politicians do what you wanted them to do. And it's fascinating. People will be turned off by some of it, but the other people will say, my God, this is what really goes on in politics, this backroom stuff. And a lot of that in the 50s, or people are going to say, wow, I never knew this went on in politics.
Chris Matthews is our guest right now. He is, of course, the anchor of MSNBC's Hardball, and he's the author of this new book called Jack Kennedy, Elusive Hero. And in these types of books, Chris, I know that you do a lot of research, and especially taking the tack that you took. Give me the number one thing that you discovered that you didn't know about one of our most beloved presidents.
That from the time he was 14 years old, he was intent on a political career. It had little or nothing to do with his older brother getting killed in the war. He was not dragooned into it. Here's a kid at 14, read the entire history of World War I written by Winston Churchill. He was reading the New York Times every day in prep school and lying on his bed and then trying to figure out the articles and understand them and distill the truth from them. He ran for student council at Harvard first and second year. He was headed towards law school. During the war, when he's in the South Pacific, all he talked to his friends about in the Navy, his fellow officers, was politics. And different. He would say, oh, you're from New Jersey? Let's talk about that state politically. He was a political junkie. And and his three closest friends, Lem Billings, who was roommate with in high school, and Red Fay in the war with him, and then Charlie Bartlett, who introduced him eventually to Jackie, these guys all said in their reports, both Charlie directly to me and then the others through oral history, that Jack was intent on a political career. It was nonsense that he was talked into it by his father.
So to the best of your ability, as best you could guess, how would you say he would see President Obama, the job he's doing now, and also the current field of GOP contenders that would like to take the president's job?
Well, I think, I'm not sure he could teach it, but I know he would know how to do it. He's a leader. Not just a star or a celebrity, but a leader. He knew how to get people to do things. He made it a we, not a he. I think Obama suffers from being a star and a high IQ guy, and it's kind of a solo act. We watch him be president. We don't feel led by him. And this goes for everybody, including liberals. I don't sense a lot of liberals thinking him as their leader. They watch him. They may root for him occasionally, but they don't take orders from him. There's no sense of getting people to do things through leadership and wanting to follow a guy into battle. And I really think that's missing. On the Republican side, again, I see a loner. Mitt Romney doesn't look like a leader to me. He doesn't seem to have other men and women behind him. I don't know who his troops are. Herman Cain may be a leader, but he's got flaws. He'll probably never get the nomination now with these charges against him from these women who have accused him of terrible things. And if he did them, he's not going to get nominated. And Newt, maybe. Newt is not a nice guy, I wouldn't think, but Newt is interesting to watch.
Yeah. We're having a conversation with Chris Matthews here. He's the anchor of MSNBC's Hardball. His book is called Jack Kennedy, Elusive Hero. So the charge has been leveled out there that the Democrats of Jack Kennedy's day, you see a couple of throwbacks and maybe Joe Lieberman is now an independent, but do you think that Jack Kennedy, as he was back then, would recognize the Democratic Party of today? And do you think that Jack Kennedy would actually run as a Democrat?
Well, it's hard. I think he would have run as a Democrat because he was Irish Catholic, and that was sort of the family tradition more than anything else. And he also thought the Democrats were the party of the future. So it was sort of more of a calculation than a gut sense. Jack was a gut conservative. His slogan running for Congress in 46 was fighting conservative, a fighting conservative. He was definitely anti-communist, deeply anti-communist, a real cold warrior. He wanted to fight the Soviet Union if we had to, but he wanted to avoid a nuclear war.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I was talking about, Chris, is that the fact that here's a guy that was vehemently anti-communist, and he had no problem going head-to-head with these types of individuals. It is a stance you don't see a lot coming out of the modern-day Democratic Party that are very critical of America at this point, exercising its military might in any conflict.
Well, I don't know. Obama's been pretty tough on terrorism. The latest polling shows him up in the 60s. People think he's tougher than anybody on terrorism. I don't know whether you mean – he certainly would into – you know, what do you mean? I guess I don't know. Understand
in,
that.
In
I know
a,
that's a traditional criticism of the Democrats.
Right, in a broad, in a broad
Obama
sense.
I don't think Obama necessarily.
Yeah, in a broad sense of a nation-to-nation type conflict, it seems – you know, of course, everybody war weary about what's going on in Iraq and Afghanistan and our limited role in Libya. There seems to be a lot of the folks in the Democratic Party that don't want a part of that.
Yeah, well, I think, but you know, it's really kind of a narrow debate right now about Iraq. Some, I think the Republicans might say stay a few more months, but you know, we've already been there 10 years. I don't think people want to. I'm sorry, Afghanistan. They don't really want to stay there much longer. It's sort of a hellhole for people that have gone in there. Eventually, you get thrown out and. That's what happened to the British and the Russians, and I don't think people really think there's a plausible long-term deployment of our troops in Afghanistan. Eventually, it'll just cause too much hostility from the tribal nature of that country. I think this fight over what to do with Iran is very tricky, and the Israelis are deciding it and trying to figure it out, and that country's deeply divided over the war, of a possible war with Iran. They're just about 50-50. And they don't know what would be the reaction. It's all about the reaction of what the Iranians would do if you struck them. I mean, these are very difficult issues, and I'm not sure what a hawk is necessarily today. Is a hawk somebody just says bombs away all the time, or is it somebody who thinks through what's in the best interest of our security in the long run? Is it to get involved with a war with Iran, or is it not?
All right, well, Chris,
it's a tough call, but I don't think it's a gut call.
Yeah, it sounds like a fascinating book. Jack Kennedy, Elusive Hero, the author. Chris Matthews, of course, the anchor of MSNBC's Hardball. Thank you for carving out some time for us today, sir.
Thank you so much, Chris.